I'm sitting in my father's chair.
Yes,
in my basement, taking it easy.
So let's go ahead.
That's a fucking game.
Let's hear it. Dave's the one that always gives everything a pass, so let's hear him first. The officiating, we had injuries, wasn't Zimmer's fault. So let's get Dave's take out of the way first, because I always like to get past that. I'm done with DeFilippo. I'm done with this fucking coaching stuff.
I'm done with DeFilippo and Prefer, I think.
Oh, that's piss poor fucking game calling.
Horn. We gather here today, Ted, Drew, and myself, after that pathetic loss to the New England Patriots that we should have won. And I want to put an expletive adjective in between the should have and won.
How do you figure we should have won that game?
We gave... The poor play calling when you have time, when Kirk Cousins sits back there for 5 seconds or 6 seconds and he throws a 3-yard pass.
That doesn't have anything to do with should have won, though. Should have won is when you commit 6 turnovers and get 500 yards and lose the game. That's when you should have won.
No, yeah. No.
We shouldn't have won that game.
No, 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 no. We had the talent. We had... Come on. Everything to beat them, even with the backups at cornerback. We had everything that we could have done to beat them. If the play calling wasn't so ignorant and the tackling was truer, what in the heck it was with the tackling?
Yeah,
does anybody know how to break down and grab somebody? Please tell me, why don't they do it? This was the third best defense in the league. It can't be after this week. They tackled like Pop Warner players. Heck, I've even seen Pop Warner players play better. This is ridiculous. But the worst part was the offensive play calling. You can't tell me that DeFilippo sitting back there is going, hey, let's dink and dunk, especially when we're 14 points behind. The offense didn't get going until the first half with 2 minutes to go, and they were behind. Ooh, let's open the offense. But no, in the second half, let's close it all down. Even though we had 3 receivers on one side and 1 on the other, let's mush it through the fucking hashes. No, you moron, spread it out. Get room this player that play in this play in space. This is ridiculous.
I guess our definition of should have won is a lot different, because I don't see anything in the last 3 hours I've seen that made in that game.
No, it was poor decision making by the Vikings coaching staff that caused that, and the lack of tackling and the lack of execution. Thank you, guard. What was
Dave,
his name?
Once
Dave,
again,
all the time.
I have a heart attack, Dave. Take a step back.
Dave, once again, all you need to do is say at the end of it, and I'll tell you what, Tito Santana, at Sunday, come WrestleMania, brother, I'm going to pin you 1, 2, 3, and they're going to raise my hand as Intercontinental Champion, and you are going to be banned from the WWF for all time, brother.
Ted, you know what you look like right now? You look like Megalito Loveless. Remember him?
I have no idea who that is.
Dr. Loveless from Wild Wild West, that little midget guy that he was always fighting every year.
No, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Anyways, Ted, what did you think?
I don't think the game was as close as the score indicated, and it was a 24-10 ball game. There was a chance.
Good, Ted, bring it down.
It was 10-7. I mean, and right. For as poorly as the Vikings played, they were only a missed Dan Bailey field goal from being tied at halftime. which when you think about it is borderline miraculous. They had a chance to take the lead in the third quarter. You had two. One was kind of questionable defensive pass, back-to-back plays into the end zone. Questionable, minor might not have been pass interference. They ended up tying the game up. And then, you know, you're right there. You kind of have the momentum. You have the ability to maybe sneak a win out of New England. And for whatever reason, you just – Vikings just played not to lose. They played not to lose after that point.
It looked like that. It looked like they went into the
– But that's what they always look like.
New England went for the kill. We always look to go to defend the lead. And it was just like – We never had the lead to start off with. What are we defending?
We weren't aggressive at all in these games. When we had about as much aggressiveness as we had in this game as we did the Bears game. I mean, we don't look like we're playing to step on their throat and win the game. We look like we're playing to hang on for dear life all the time. I need some Don Glover motivation. I'm fucking in a bad mood. Really.
You aren't the only one, brother.
You know what? You know what? This team. You know what? I haven't figured Wilf's just going to sit back and we're going to be the fucking Marv Lewis. We're not any better this year. I was just sitting there talking to my wife. My wife says, what the fuck is the difference of Keenum and Cousins? We don't have a better record.
Except for Keenum, I think, won today.
Keenum has that winning effect about him. I don't know what it is, but he wins games. And we just look like a team that doesn't only not practice. They look like a team that has no talent. And we got talent.
I agree with you, Drew. And I know you were not a Teddy Bridgewater fan, but that's one of the things I liked about Teddy Bridgewater. He didn't put up the biggest stats, but the Vikings won under him in 2015 when they had a worse line than they do now. And I don't know.
Well, you know, I think Cousins is a better fundamental quarterback than Case Keenum, but sometimes it comes down to winning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard. I sway on Cousins this year because he gives you so good, and then he gives you, you know. Why does it fucking take 6 seconds to throw a route? I don't fucking get it, dude. It's terrible. I mean, it's like.
It shouldn't, and then they fucking throw a three-yard route instead of fucking to the sticks.
Ted, this will explain it all right here. 10 plays, 26 yards for a drive. Really?
Yeah, that was the one for the field goal, right? Field goal drive?
No, that was the last one before we turned it over on downs.
Oh, okay.
When it was 4th and 11 and we threw a 3-yard pass over the middle.
Yeah, to Treadwell. Yeah.
That was it. That was the total of that drive was 10 plays for 26 yards.
That's another thing.
10 plays.
I don't get. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 10 plays. No. 26. I don't get. They're when the ball is down and it gets later in the game and they need to start figuring out, there is no sense of urgency in the offense. None, zero.
None. You know, and you can even go a step further and say, and the intensity and the fire isn't there at the kickoff. I've seen Alan Schwartz wrote it in the couple comments in the thread about where's the fire of this team. I mean, you got three teams you know have lost in your division. They should be jumping around all fired up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
It just doesn't look as motivated and as the intensity's not there. I don't know what it is. It looks like guys just wanting to get it over with.
I don't know. I don't get it.
There's no creativity offensively. I mean, Cook had a really good game, I thought. I thought he ran the ball well enough for us to – we can't have 10 points in a game like this, guys. I mean
– He had, 10 carries for 85 yards, and they absolutely ignored him for most of the second half.
Fuck, dude. I thought we were going to – I'm never predicting anything again because basically I don't know how to predict shit. I really thought we were going to win this game, and – We never looked like we were in it. That had a lot of the Bears feel to it. It just felt like we were chasing the score the whole game. It didn't really feel like we had a shot at it, you know?
Yep. Yep. Absolutely agree.
When you feel like you're out of it the whole game. I mean, we made a little run there. In the second half, it kind of felt like we were gaining a little momentum when we had that drive for a field goal. Mm-hmm. But then we kick off. They drive down the field in like 5 plays. And I look at my wife, I'm all, we have to scratch and claw, go all the way down for 3. They have 5 plays and they're in the end zone. Unfucking real, dude. When you're a kill team, it's from start to finish. Every man believes in the same system. That's what it is. I mean, your coaches demand it. Your players demand it because the coaches demand it. Everybody demands it. The Vikings are just, you know, we'll run, you know, third and one, we'll run up the middle and we'll run up the middle again and we'll get stopped. We'll punt. We don't care. We don't care if we're going to punt it. We don't.
When was the last time the Vikings had that sort of attitude? Denny Green on the offense?
Well, I mean, it's just they're a boneheaded team at times. I mean, on the Bailey missed field goal, for example, it's fourth down. If you're Matt Weil, you're either going to punt the ball or you're going to hold for the field goal attempt. Right. And you don't trot out to the field to take your spot until there's, what, 10 seconds left on the play clock?
I know.
I mean,
how come you don't see New England's guy doing that?
No, you don't. It's all about coaching. And you can talk about the Vikings having untimely penalties or the refs being on the side of the Patriots or the Patriots getting home cooking. No, that's a loser's lament. The Patriots don't get a lot of penalties called on them because, for the most part, they are a very fundamentally sound and well-disciplined football team. Last year, right. The Minnesota Vikings were that team. They are not that team this year. Not even close to being that team this year. And that's one of the big differences between last year and this year.
I showed up in tackling today, for one.
And that goes to being fundamentally sound.
Yes. Ted, I think if you're the owner, you got to call in the coaching staff and sit them down and say, from the onset, we're being outplayed, we're being outcoached every week. What is going on, guys?
You're right. And every week, it's like the Vikings are sleepwalking through the first 7 or 8 game. I mean, the Patriots went right down the field, scored, I think, on their first drive, right? The Vikings.
Yes, they did.
The Vikings got the ball first, right, and went 3 and out, maybe got a quick first down, but then punted right away. And the Patriots went right down the field like it was a 7-on-7 drill.
Mm-hmm. It was right through. It was melted butter.
And but, like,
you know, you got the unprepared. And
go ahead. My bad.
What? No, I just meant to add that in there. If I was talking to the coach, I'd say I would have used the word unprepared, unmotivated. Your play calling is – you're getting out coached from a play calling standpoint. Everything points to you not having this team ready. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And I know everybody loves Zimmer and everybody, but, you know, it gets to a point where this pattern just continues and you end up being like Marv Lewis, where you don't win shit every year.
I don't know if we were recording yet, Drew, but you also mentioned, you know, and when the game started, they knew both Green Bay and the Bears lost. They had a chance to make up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it was a tough call. It was a tough request to win in New England on the road. But if you're a team that wants to win the division and get to the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl, like a lot of people thought you were at the beginning of the year, this is a game, and they've got the talent on paper to do it.
Yes.
This is a game they could have won.
You know, you gather your team to the sideline 5 minutes before the kickoff. You gather them all around and say, Bears lost, Lions lost, team from Wisconsin lost. Let's go get it.
Yeah.
Panthers lost, which helped
you. Which is the Vikings in the wild card standings. Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Vikings look like a team that is going through the motions that aren't really – and maybe Zimmer's just emotionally spent. I don't know. But they don't look prepared at all.
No, they don't. I mean, they're not at all.
Yeah, but how can they not be? I mean, that's his sole job. I grant it, you know, he's got a set amount of time to look at this game, right? Ever since the last game finished to when this game goes.
No more or less than the other coach he's playing.
No more or less. Yes, that's correct. And he should be able to come up with some sort of game plan and instill some sort of attitude that we are going against GOATs, both in Belichick and Brady, and we need to knock them off their pedestals. And that didn't show up today, either on defense and especially on offense.
Not even close. They played so conservative on offense. This dink and dunk stuff. I mean,
it's terrible.
I mean, at the end of the game, I think we were talking about this earlier too. Right after they announced Packers head coach Mike McCarthy got fired.
Did he? I missed that.
Yeah, he got fired and he replaced with Joel Philbin, the former Dolphins coach. If that's your answer, I hate to know what the question is, but whatever.
Here we go. DeFilippo will leave. He'll go to that team next year, and they'll be 14-2.
But Troy Aikman was saying, you know, what a great young offensive, brilliant offensive mind, And he's got to be on the short list for head coaching candidates. And how you watch this Vikings offense with arguably the best 1-2 wide receiver combo in the NFL, a quarterback that is more than physically capable of getting them the ball, and one of the better young running backs in the NFL, a very reliable tight end in Kyle Rudolph, and this is what you've got. I mean, this is it.
Play calling shows no creativity. He has these slow ass developing runs that are just slow ass developing plays. It's bad. Play calling is bad, guys. It is.
There was a screen pass to Dalvin Cook that lost 2 yards in the first half.
Oh, fuck. On a first down.
That took 5 minutes of game clock to develop.
Yeah. I even wrote something on the thread about that. Dave saw it when I wrote, that is the slowest developing play I've ever fucking seen.
I tweeted, that was the slowest developing screen pass in the history of the National Football League.
It looked like the 1950s.
just run a triple reverse Statue of Liberty, man.
There's a lot of, get down to the end of the game. We need to move the ball. It's 24-10. There's 6 minutes, whatever. And we throw this 4-yard square out that doesn't even go out of bounds. It keeps the clock running. And we're on our own 20. And my wife's going, what good is that play, Drew? I go, it does no fucking good.
It's none.
It's giving up. It's like, let's get this shit done. Get on the bus and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see urgency. I don't see urgency at the beginning of the game either, guys. I mean, it's like, well, first 3-and-out right off the bat. It feels like we're a bunch of guys holding onto a door that's being crashed in on the other side, and we're just holding and waiting for it to happen. I mean, even when we tied it up 10-10, my thought in my heart was, Jesus, they're going to come. They're going to get a couple touchdowns. That's what I thought.
I honestly thought, hey, a 2-minute drive that wasn't a smoking dumpster for once. And they got a touchdown, and they go into the locker room within a field goal, and I really thought, and then they come out and the defense gets a 3-and-out,
right?
The second half,
right? Right.
Maybe we've got our sea legs now. Maybe we got ourselves a football game here, and the offense
shut them down in the second half like we have the whole season, where we hold them to 3.25 points.
Well, Zimmer was handed the momentum with 2 minutes left.
Yes.
With 2 minutes left, they threw that pass to Gronk, and that idiot official marked it a first down. And I'm yelling at the screen and yelling, going, that's not a fucking first down. Well, they challenged it. He didn't get the first down. Then they had to punt, and that's when we drove down to get our 7 points.
Yes.
Zimmer was given, if that spot would have held up, it would have been 10-0 at that. He was given the momentum going into halftime.
They held the Patriots there and the Vikings went down and scored, that felt like a momentum changer for the game.
Yes.
And time and again this year, when it feels like the Vikings are finally getting out from under that slow start, they just let it slip right through their
hot potato. When they get the momentum, they go, oh, fuck it, give it back, hurry up. We don't.
Yes.
Give it back. We don't want it. Give it back. They do it all the time, and that's your chance to roll people for maybe 21 points. Have the Vikings had a spurt of offense when they jump ahead, when they get like 3 scores in a matter of 10 minutes? I see teams do it all the time. Have they had any of that the whole season?
This year.
They get momentum. It's like we said a couple shows ago, Ted. When they get momentum, all we're doing is going, all right, when's the bubble going to break here? We had 6 plays in a row. They don't like it. They don't want the momentum. I mean, I'm convinced that every time it looks like, fuck, he looks like a guy trying to figure out Father's Day in Oakland. That fucker looks confused.
That's terrible.
I'm serious, dude. He has that look like he looks down at his sheet. He looks up like he has a look like, get that camera off me. I can't stand it. I don't know. But the play calling could be a lot better with the talent we have. I mean,
yeah.
The Patriots aren't the Patriots of old. Come on, man. We could have had points in this game.
On that 2-minute drive, the Vikings pushed the ball upfield. I mean, they were throwing, Cousins were throwing the ball vertically. He was making completions to Diggs and Rudolph and then Thielen for the touchdown. And then they just went away from it. I mean, they sort of opened it up by running the ball. And he had He's got 9 carries for 85 yards, and then he just disappears.
Yeah, and why? Why?
Exactly.
Too many wasted plays. I'd like to see a chart. Who knows? It breaks down a chart of all the Vikings, what, they have 60, 70 plays? I'd like to see a chart of the plays. And I could go through. I bet you I could pick out a third of them and go, what a waste of time.
Yeah.
I mean, that first drive, look what the Patriots are running, like an end arounds, wide receiver screens. They had a perfectly designed play where Hogan ran a quick little dig route and stayed on the outside, first down. They ran a pass to White. They ran this. They ran that. They go down and score, and I'm going, but the Vikings adjusted, but we don't have that kind of fire on offense. We don't put together. We have 10 plays for 26 yards. That's what we have.
And yeah, that's crap. That makes
no sense with Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen and Cousins and Cook.
And it makes everybody.
No sense. None.
Well, you can't fire him right now, right, Ted? I mean, you could, but.
Well, no, then we'd be the back.
Even with the bad O-line, you should be able to scheme around it.
But this is what we got. My point is you can't fire him now, right? I mean, it's too late in the season.
No, it's too late in the season.
I'll tell you what. No, you can't fire him. But, Drew, you talked about having conversations if you're the owner. If I'm Ziggy Wolf, I'm telling Rick Spielman, you better fix this offensive line. I bought into your plans these last 3 years, and nothing's worked. You better go offensive line for picks 1 through 14 in the draft. Sign about 12 guys in free agency.
Well, that's what we've done the last 3 years.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, but we don't have the money.
He could, you know what? He could have drafted and developed a lot better offensive line if he had. Now, if he wasn't taking guys like Willie Beavers, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for it. We should have a better offensive line than we have right now. I mean, Elfline's good, and I think O'Neal's going to be a good. Compton is fucking straight up trash.
I thought Elfline got manhandled today. Other than one or two plays.
I love that play when he went to the out. When Cook had that long run in the first quarter, and Elfline was like right in front of him. I'm going, that's bitching right there. And Cook was. I don't know. We were actually running the football, and I don't know. The Vikings, if they seem like they just would have had a little bit more fire and a little bit better creativity play calling, it seems like we win that game and we win the Bears game. I mean, it seems like we're right.
Fuck.
Maybe we need to find an offensive. You know, this DeFilippo, he wasn't a proven offensive coordinator. Maybe we need
a quarterback coach.
Maybe we need that fucker from Oklahoma to come in and call plays.
I like that idea.
That guy has a lot of bitching plays. He has no defense, but he has some great play calls. But I don't know. Maybe it's –
all right.
I have no faith in him anymore, Ted DeFilippo.
Hey, Drew, your perfect game again for the kicker. Go out the window.
Fuck kickers from now on. Kicking, I don't even care. I'm not even looking at the screen anymore. When we kick, I'm just going to turn around and ask Ruby, do we make it or not?
Speaking of coaching, you can't tell me Prefer, who's had some good kickers, hasn't ruined them.
Prefer. Fucking Reefer.
He may be good on recovery and all the rest part of kickoff and punting, you know, coverage teams. But when it comes to kickers, he screws them up.
Hey, Ted, did we trade Anthony Barr and I just didn't know about it? Is he still on the team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure.
I saw one tackle, and I was wondering if that was the only tackle he had all night.
I just, you know.
What about Sherrill's out at corner? I'm looking at the screen going, oh my God. We got Sherrill's at corner against Tom Brady.
When Holton Hill and Marcus Sherrill's are your two top cornerbacks going against Tom Brady, the chances of you winning just drop exponentially.
I didn't think that was a flag on Holton Hill. I'm not one to pick out certain penalties, but that was kind of a shit. Yeah, call. Come on, dude. Especially since they weren't calling him on us in the end zone when we were getting flags. You know what? And Thielen told Belichick to fuck off, so I'm happy with that.
Well, yeah, he's the only one that showed attitude tonight.
And Belichick told him that. STFU.
You know what? Why don't other guys have fire like that? Come on.
Well,
see a little fire out of this team.
He's a walk-on that's the best receiver in the league.
See,
we got better guys on offense. Put up 10 points a game. That's shoddy.
And I'm done. By the way, finally, I'm done with this Laquon Treadwell as wide receiver.
No, absolutely.
Just put Aldrick Robinson in there.
Aldrick Robinson, even with the drop TD, did a hell of a lot better.
Maybe we should have taken an offensive lineman instead of Laquon Treadwell.
Yeah, maybe.
Nobody wants to hear about that anymore. We've been down that road. But, yeah, I know what you're saying, Ted. Ted, you got to fix this. You know, shoddy offensive lines never win Super Bowls. I haven't seen one yet.
No.
I haven't. I mean, I've seen ones that are marginal or maybe you could call average. We're not – I don't even know what to call us. But we have too many skilled players to be putting up 10 points a game. And the Patriots' defense is not good. It wasn't good, guys. I mean, did it look like world beaters to you?
No.
No way we have 10 points in that game.
All right, now that we've done, completed our venting, next week we have a Monday night game against Seattle, which venting? We'll look at when we record early in the week. But right now, let's wrap this puppy up after this disappointing loss. Ed, what do you have to say?
So your playoff rooting interest, for Sunday night game? No, Monday night game. Are between Washington and Philadelphia? You want Philadelphia to win. If Philadelphia wins, the Vikings retain the sixth seed in the NFC. If Washington wins, the Vikings drop to the number seven seed. Assuming Seattle holds on and wins, and they were beating the brakes off San Francisco earlier.
So we need Philly tomorrow.
Yeah. So EAGLES Eagles.
6-5-1.
6-5-1. That's okay. They pretty much got to win out. You got to win out to guarantee a playoff spot.
Yes. That gives me butt pee. I'm not even. That just scares the shit out of me.
Drew, what have you got to say
about what? About next Monday night
show?
Better start chasing Russell Wilson now, because that fucker's going to be all over the field. I say, all we got to do is win the next game. It's all you can do at this point. We try to win the next game. Sorry, I predicted a loss. Sorry, Joe Willie Namath, I couldn't follow in your footsteps. I'm a failure, and I'll try to work on being a failure all week. I love that tree, though. That tree Ted put up, very festive. Puts me in a better mood. Very nice.
Yeah, it's our newly finished off basement.
Yes, it looks gorgeous.
It looks
thank you.
Fucking fantastic.
We wish everybody a happy holiday as they go on into December, that they keep in the holiday festive mood, because the Viking sure isn't giving it to us. Now, as all of you know, we will join you in the midweek coming up towards the pregame show of Seattle. And until then, have a great week. Get over this disappointing win. Look at something better.
Disappointing win?
Disappointing loss.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Drink a bunch of eggnog, beer, whiskey,
sounds like
whatever
you've had too much. You've got too much fucking eggnog. What's the beer count today? Where are you at, about 16?
It was only a six-pack of IPA, Stone what? IPA. Made in Richmond, Virginia, just up the road. Finally, they have an East Coast brewery.
Honestly, this is just my first beer today. I drank way too
much. The old flat tire!
I drank way too much in Indianapolis last night watching the Buckeyes prison rape Northwestern.
Why didn't you bring back some of those points in that game? We could have used a few today. I mean, fuck.
I don't know.
But they'll still finish fifth and out of the playoffs.
Northwestern, what a fucking joke.
Anyways.
All right, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Goal. Hopefully next Monday we win.
Get off the screen.
100%. React to the tone that's being set by the other team. The Vikings do not set
there
the tone.
There you go. That's the lead part of the – make that the lead part of the show. Book it, quotation mark, do. That's what it all comes down to right there.